One of the guys I noticed is from the Chipangano guys. He's dreadlocked and he's heavily built. And they started grabbing these colleagues of mine and shoving them into the cars. This guy, personally, they dragged him and put him into the car, and they went after a guy called Alan. And the guy tried to escape by getting out of the car. And one of the guys chased after him, tripped him, and picked him up and returned him to the car. And they put them in the car, and the car drove all away with five of my colleagues.
How did you manage to escape from this ordeal?
I managed to escape from this ordeal because I was not exactly with the guys right on the spot. Because today we're meeting with one of the leaders of the Malambokusile Dawn movement. They wanted us to join in the Occupy Africa Unity movement. So as the Secretary General of the movement, I was assigned to go and meet with them and deliberate on the way forward. So I happened to just pass by where my colleagues were to give them the whistles and the Zimbabwean flags that they use when they run in town.
Did you check with the police?
Definitely. I went to Central Police Station accompanied by some of my colleagues, hoping that maybe those guys who had taken them and delivered them to the police station. And the officer in charge there by the gate told us there's no been anyone who has been delivered there, nor has there been any report of a missing person that has been taken there.